After 26 hours of Avodas HaKodesh, you're still dressed in your kittel, Doimin Kamalachai Hashoris. You've just recited Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Hashem Olikim from the depths of your heart. And if your shul is anything like my shul, right after Tkiyas Shofar, immediately someone goes up to start davening Meir. How does he begin? With the words, V'hurachum yichaper ovein v'layashchis v'hirbo ashim apoy. Tells us the famous kasha. You've just gone through a whole day. You've achieved slicha mechila kapora, and we know from Sforim that the ikur kapora, Yom Kippur is like a mikveh, and the ikur kapora of a mikveh is dafka when you leave the mikveh. And immediately after the avodah of Yom HaKodesh, first thing you say is v'rachum yichaper oven, and then you daven shmina esra. And what do you say? Slachlonu avinu kichatonu mecholonu malkenu kifoshonu. Why do you need mechil slicha v'kapara if all of your averus were forgiven? And amongst the many answers given in Sforim, the most famous of which is that of the Chiddush Arim, that a yid has to have emunah shleima that Yom Kippur atones, it's mechaper. And if a person harbors a safek or even a svek sveka somewhere deep in the recesses of his neshama, that perhaps Yom Kippur wasn't effective for me because of the, my averus, I'm unworthy, then oven, clearly that's a terrible avera. For that, he has to say v'rachum. I saw this here in the Sefer Birka Shimon from the Chibina Rosh Hashivar of Baruch Shem Shteyerson. He brings that he saw a letter from Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Alter Hashem Yikom Damov, the son of Rabbi Yishev Betzalel, who was the Eidim by the Imre Emes of Ger, who writes that he heard from his shver that we say in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, that amongst other things, v'amevaza es hamoyedos, a person who disgraces, who scoffs, who scorns on yontif, even though he has biyod forfeits rachmanu letzlan, is chelek in olam habo. We're not talking about someone who on yontif goes to play golf. Is that mechal es hamoyedos? He's mevaza esamit. What's pshat? Says the Imre Emes, a person who says, how will Yom Kippur on my madrega shvela? And therefore is miyayish from the kapor, from the healing atonement powers of Yom Kippur. He's mevaza esamoyedus. Al derech, the apostle says in Shmuel, the gabe shol, that they were mevaza, vayevazeyu, because they said, how could he bring us to salvation? Likewise, a person who says, how will Yom Tov affect me? Even though he's not doing it because he's a Bzamumer and a Bzapikiris, he believes in Yom Tov, he believes in the Koyach of Yom Kippur, he believes in the Tichem HaKapora. But he is such an honor of such a Yerushalayim that he feels that him, the Goydel, Yuridas Madrigosa, he won't affect. He is in the Geder of Mavazes Amoyotis. This mashpe, Rosh Shimon says in the Rambam, which is brought in Ramon Tov Kuf Zayin, the Yom Kippur ain't mechaper el hashovim hamaminim bekaparos. For Yom Kippur to be effective, you have to believe in the powers of Yom Kippur. Aval hamevaybul, and a mechashe beliboy my moyuli Yom Kippur. That how will Yom Kippur affect me? Then it ain't mechaper. The Yom Kippur is taka ineffective. And I saw that Rabbi Ram Shor in his Perish and Pirkei Avos, Halakot V'Aliv, also brings this forth from the Remes. And he adds that the Pasuk says, Yeshaya v'hoye amunah sitecha chuyisim yeshuas. And the Sfas Emes teaches that v'hoye amunah sitecha, a person has to have amunah in the Kedusha, in the efficacy, in the Kliach of Zmanim, of eating, Emunah Sitecha. And that Emunah Sitecha, whether you see it in front of your eyes, you see the evidence, you don't. If you have Emunah in the Kliach of Yontif, then that becomes Chuyis in Yeshua, is the strength of our salvation. Umi Iduch, the Gemara famously says in Brachos Tav Samach Beis, Om Rabbi Yitzir B'chanina, Kol HaMavaza Es HaBegodim Soif Einei Nenemeh. A person is mevaza with the same pchina, a person who scoffs at the power of garments, then he ultimately has no hanoah from the garment. As we find in the pasuk, Vamelech David Zokin Baba Yomim, Because David HaMelech cut off the knaf, the corner of the Me'il of Shaul, when he found him sleeping in the cave. So together of Mavaza, he's Mavaza the Koyach of Bigodim. Even though the Koyach of Bigodim to give warmth and protection is not some ruchni, a spiritual Indian, it's a Koyach Tivi, a Koyach Mitzusi. It's Poshet, that's the way the Abish the Beshafet nature. Nevertheless, if you don't treat Bigodim with the respect they're due, then the natural power that the Godim has to afford warmth is lost. Valderas of a kolshkein, something spiritual. A person doesn't believe in, he lacks in the amunah sitecha, then no longer is the yontif taka effective for him. And therefore, after the great chasen of Matan Torah, which as we explained last week, is mashpia all brachas, nishuas, begashmias, and ruchnias, and the chasunosis of Matan Torah, and as the Yishalmi says, Matan Torah affects for the chasen and kala, mechilus, nicha v'kapor. And a person, he gets a bit depressed, he gets a bit melancholic, and he says to himself, perhaps my avoida of Sfiras Oimer, of Yishalim Yagbollah, of Chagashruis, was not up to par. And therefore, maybe Shuas didn't grant me, didn't endow me with the Birchas Mayadecha. Perhaps it wasn't effective, and I'm back to my old tricks. Therefore, Tzadikim say, and I say this every year, famous word of the Chartkever, that the Shabbos Nach Shuas is Nach Shuas. The Shabbos after a Yontif, especially Shuas, is still considered as a dinim, and the powers of Shuas, the famous word, the Masham, was in charge of Shavuos. Shavuos used to be called in the name Chag HaMatzos, because all the Rabbonim who were busy couldn't come to the Rebbe's for Tishrei or for Pesach because of all the Ribbi Shailas. They would come to the Rebbe's for Shavuos. And after Shavuos, the Chassidim asked the Marsham, the Bershan HaRov, who's a Gana Ge'unim, why does the Chorkover Rebbe mention that Shabbos Nachyontiv is Nachyontiv Dafka after Shavuos? And he pointed to a Chuvas HaRadvaz who says, the Gemara says in Chagigah Daf Chavov that after Yontif by the Gimel Regolim, the Kehanim would take out the Lechem Aponim, which was warm and piping hot, like the day it was put on the Shulchan 7 days before. And they would exclaim to the Eli Regolim, Ru'uchi Baschen Lifnei Amok. And although this was done by every Yontif, but in ordinary Yom Tovim, there's a Chalamoye, Shabbos Chalamoye. So people would come for Yontif, they were Eile Regel, and they would, Shabbos, Bemele, they were there. And right after Yontif, they could go home. But Shavuos is like a one-day Yontif. So in order to see this miracle, nevertheless, the Eile Regolim would remain to the next Shabbos, and therefore Dafka, the Shabbos after Shavuos, was called Shabbos Noch Shavuos, where people would still retain the Kedusha and the Eirus from the Yontif. And the Beis Avraham of Slonim, after he brings this word of the Chorkover, that the Shabbos Nachshuas, he adds a word that just like Shvi Shel Pesach, we celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal say, and we've discussed many times, that there were two people of the Shishim Ribui who were not present at the original Kriyas Yamsuf. They were Nodav Aviu, who were Yoyatzim to Pari Rachman al-Satan. And they refused to leave Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach. And afterwards, they trailed with the Egyptians following, pursuing the Jewish people. And they saw all the Mitzrayim were Tavu Biyam, they were submerged by the sea. And now they decided to join Moshe Rabbeinu and Shishim Ribui. And Chazal tell us, Piliplois, that the same miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf happened for
Dosam Bavir, not Nodav Avir. Dosam Bavir.
Dasan Vaviran, the same miracle happened to Dasan Vaviran Nochamo. Said the Beis Avram, the son of Mereva, just like that's true about Kriyas Yamsuf, so too for Johnny Kamleiti, who perhaps hasn't utilized Chagashvuas and wasn't a Kabbalteir on Shvuas. Nevertheless, on the Shabbos after Shvuas, he could still once again be a Kabbalteir. As Ramesh Kabrina famously said, therefore this parish is called Parishes Nosu. Also, by the way, from the root word of nisuin to uplift to chosn to chitarga, and the pasuk says nesoyes roish b'negershim gam heim leveis avuysum, that even those people who nebuch are in the geder of kigershuni hayoyimil istapeach min nachlas Hashem, those who seem to be exiled and expelled from nachlas Hashem, they're also picked up from the beis avoyisim because they're also mizera avram yitzchak v'yankov. And therefore, there's a gewaldige Shabbos, a Shabbos of bracha, where the Kashuk Lover brings in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that just like we know him always in the penultimate Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos, we read the Teichacha, Parshas Luchakoyisai, Teichacha Sheba Teres Kehanim. Why? Because Chazal tell us, Shetich L'shana V'kil L'Yisrael, Toch L'shana V'kil L'Yisrael. So we've ended, we've done away with the clothes. Or B'Shabbos Nosoi, immediately after Shavuos, we have the Indian of Tochel Shono Birchusel. We have a fresh start. We have the Brochus. Hence, Birchus Kehanim is mentioned Dafke in this week after Matan Torah, Geloshen Chazal and Medrash. That how were Yidin Zeicha? When were Yidin Zeicha? The Birchus Kehanim. Here it says Koyisavarchu Es Bnei Yisrael. By Matan Torah, it says Koyisoymer Leves Yankiv in the Schus of Matan Torah. Yidin were Zeicha to Birchus Kehanim. And it's especially relevant to Derech Agav today, because many Kehillas Kedoshis B'Yisrael, they don't say Tachnun until Ad-Bechal of Yud Beis Sivan. No, they're different customs. Why? Because this is the end, basically, of the Sheva Brachas, just like after Chasen of the Sheva Brachas. Yud Beis Sivan is the end of the Sheva Brachas. Yudua, there's a famous letter that the Debre Chaim, the Holy Rebbe of Sanz, wrote to one of the Kuravim, that the last day of Sheva Brachos, is like much, much higher, it's loftier, it's more chashu than the whole seven day period. Yidua, the Nasoi de Rav used to give a kvittel to the chasm, Dafka, the seventh day of Sheva Brachos. And Reb Itzik Leib Shvursk, later from Antwerp, says that he was once in Reisha, and he was by a son from the plancher of Satmar Rebbe's Shvogan. And he saw a ksav yad from his zeda, Rabbi Lezer of Lezer Jikover, the Rabshitzer's son, who brings a Kabbalah from a Belozer of Lejens, the son of the Remli Melech, that there are three times in the, I've said this many times, there are three times in the year that are gvaldige esrots in the heavens open. One is by Esudas Malava Malka, one is by Shmini Atzeres, and the third time is by Achron Shel Pesach. Right after these times, there's a marshal to a melech who comes to a city. And there's a gefeitzach, as long as the melech is shoyviz shoyabayir, there's a gevaldige simcha. And although the townsfolk have many things they want to ask of the king, but they don't want to spoil the simcha of the melech and the celebrations while the king is present, they hold back from making their requests. But when the king is about to leave, to go back to his palace, it's legedah from Imle Achshav Emesai, if not now, when? So now is a time where they pour out their hearts and the tachnunim, they ask the king to fulfill their request, who the king obviously does. Is al derech zeh, after Shabbos, after the month of Tishrei, after Chag HaPesach, when the king is about to go back, it becomes an esrotzen to ask. But al derech zeh, this Shabbos is after the whole period, which really is a lead up to the Shabbos. It's a gewaldige time where a person is a time of bracha, and one could be still mamshich the kedusha of Kabbalah Satira. And with this, I understood a little vort I saw from the Mechayim, the Rebbe of Vizhnitz, that the Birchas Kehanim start with the words Yivarech Hashem. Yivarech Hashem is Gimatria 278, which is Gimatria Isruchai. Pshat is the brachas of Birchas Kehanim in this week's parasha is how we create an Isru. Chag, that we still remain tzugebundin, we remain mekusher to all the kedusha of Shavuos. B'chlal yesh lahoyer that the brachas of Birchas Kehanim are kosher to Matan Torah. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis that kol ashari b'leisha. If you're living without a wife, you're living without a bracha. You're shari b'lechoima, shari b'leteiva. Shari b'li Torah, shari b'li Simcha, and Yeshari b'li Shalom. And the Eilus Ephraim from the Kli Yoker says that this is Mamish Birchus Kehanim. You say Yivarechecha, that's Brocha, Kipshutei. Yishmerecha, which that's the Chuyma, the Shmira that protects us. Then we say Yoyer Hashem Panavelecha. Yoyer is in need of Toiva, Because oyr, lichtigkeit, illumination, radiance, v'yar lekim es ha'oyr kitoy. V'yichuneka refers to the koyach of Torah, as the pasuk says at the beginning of Mishlei, ki liv yitzcheinim u'rashecha. And therefore, the Targum Yonison says, Yor Hashem Panov, Yinayir Hashem Sfarapeloch lebebeneisek piyaraisa, yigalelon timim. The Eibishter shines when one person learns in Torah, he shines his face towards us, his countenance, and he's megala to us the secrets, the depth, the profundity of Torah, which is the reason why those who know Seydus HaTorah called Yoidei Chen, they're zeichet to the bracha of Yichuneka. And then it says, Yisa Hashem Panov Eilecha. Panov is always connected to Tzimcha, Panov Tzehuva is, at the Pasuk said, Dilim, Techadeyu B'simcha Espanecha. Then you have Shalom. So all the brachas, the six brachas that are given to a chasm, b'yom chasun nosai, are given to us the Shabbos in the brachas Kehanim, and that's the reason. By the way, the final bracha, sheva brachas, we say beforehand, sameach chasun v'kalo. But the final chasim of the final bracha is sameach chasun im hakalo, with a hey at the end. Why a hey at the end? Because Hakala, Hey Chof, Lamed Hey, is Gematria 60, which it says in Sforim correspond to the 60 letters in Birchas Kehanim, which the source of all the brachas in Birchas Kehanim, Yivarech Hashem, is all found through Torah Shabbat Peh. And in Torah Shabbat Peh, there are 60 Masechtas, as Amram Goyen writes in his Siddur. And therefore, as I said many times, the Rabbeinu Arikeach, which is Mekubal, that called Dvarov, is the PLEO Anovi. He writes that the six Sidri Mishnah, Zroyim, Moyid, Noshim, Yeshuiz, Kochim, and Taris, Imateves, is Gimatri, Yivarech Hashem, Yishmerech, Yar Hashem, all till the word Shalom. Don't try to work it out yourself because you have to use a bit of calculation. In other words, Birchas, the Moker of Birchas Kahanim of these brachas is Teir Shabbat Peh, and therefore, who is granted the Kuyach to bench Kal Yisrael, Davka Aaron Ubonov? Because Aaron is Bechinas Teir Shabbat Peh, he's a Sekri, he's Mudas, Veteri Vakim Piu. Pasuk says, but Aaron, Vahu Yil Lechol Peh, Nif Teir Shabbat Peh, and therefore everyone knows that Aaron is Gimatria's Manokat, the Rashi Tevis of the six Sidri Mishnah, and therefore how does Mishnayis end with the word Le Motzak of the Shbaruch Klimach Tzibrach Yisrael, El HaSholem, just like Birchus Kehanim ends with the words Sholem. So, in other words, by attaching oneself to Kabbalah Satayra, even after Shavuos, one is mamshich all the gevaldige brachos of the Yom Tov. Ulahoyer, I said before, the Gemara says in Chagigo that when the Kahanim wanted to show Ruuchi Baschem lifti amokim to the Oyle Regel, they would dafke show the Lechem Aponim, Kemayim Aponim Luponim, which were piping hot even after 8 days. Shtelzich the Shaila, there were incredible nisim and the flois every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal say there are asar nisim shenas lo avisein of HaMikdash. Of all the great miracles, why did they point out dafka the miracle of the Lechem HaKodesh? So the Dimre Emes famously said, you just went into the Beis HaMikdash and you saw play Odein HaShemel and you were pashit, your heart was on your soul, your heart, everywhere on fire. You had a gewaldige spiritual experience for the last few days. And now you're about to go home. So of all the miracles to show you, we chose the miracle of the Lechem Aponim to teach us that it's not enough that Peshasa Yontif is man of Yisraimimus. He feels uplifted, he's derhoibin, he feels the kirvas alikim. Then your heart to be on fire is insufficient. The kvetch, the shayla is, what happens afterwards when shuvah lachem lalechem, when you go home and back to Rik, to the michiv al-kalkola, back to the veld, back to the geld, will you still be on fire? Will your heart still be warm with avos ha-Torah? And the famously in this week's parasha says, zoyus chanukas ha-mizbeach, b'yoyim himoshech ho-yisoy. And then it says, zoyus chanukas ha-meach, achre himoshech ho-yisoy. In other words, it's not enough at a time of Yisraimimus, a special time, a person feels uplifted. The Iker is to be Mamshich afterwards. As Kedua, the famous Pasuk, I've said this many, many times, Omar Oyev Erdif Asiga Chalik Shalom. And the Sforim HaKadoshim say, who is the Oyev, who is the true enemy of a Jew? The Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah says, you want to be uplifted, you're Darhoibim and a Yontif, I'll grant you that. Aber the Iker is afterwards I'll pursue you, and when you go home, Shulachem Aleichem, well then we'll get you. Achalik Shalol stands for Shuvulachem Aleichem. Then the Itar, the Oyev, will get you. And therefore in the capital in Mishlei Lamed Aleph Eish Chayil, which obviously and we thank the Eibishter for the greatest possible gift. You have to learn Torah. By the way, the idea of Birchas HaTorah, I'll say, Alma of the Oretz, Shlei Borcho B'Torah Tchila, it's not enough. The Eibishter with the Likus, it's not anthropology and zoology, it's not just an Avoid of the Melech, it's something of Kedusha. It's attached to Getlachkeit. And therefore, we have to make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. And the minig is, they have to be Oysik and Torah, Sai Torah, Shibak Savan, Torah, Shalpeh. What did Claudius Yisrael in their genius of the VMA, B'nei VMA, which psukim, a whole Torah to choose from, did we choose psukim and Torah, Shibak Savan to say, Dafka Birchas Kehanim? And the shaila is, why? Why have all parts of the Torah, Dafka Birchas Kehanim, was most suitable to say in Birchas HaTorah? And amongst the many answers given, there's an answer in deep Svara and Chassidus, but heck, you only understand it if you understand generally a very important seminal concept of what is the difference generally between a bracha and a tefillah, a blessing and a prayer. The maile, usually, there's a maile yesh bezu ma she'im bezu. Let's try to explain it very simply. The word bracha is etymologically related to the word brecha, which means like a pool, a reservoir of water. And sometimes a person it's ordained, it's apportioned, that a person will be given a certain davin. He was judged, Rosh Hashanah. He was apportioned a certain chelek, a certain budget, a certain apportionment. But for whatever reason, because that which was given to him, that was he was endowed with, remains in Olam HaZilyonim. It remains, we don't necessarily see it to this physical world. So a person, Rachman al-Islam, needs a refuah, a person needs a Yeshua, a person needs a Shidduch, a person needs Parnasa, this person needs Nachas. And he davened from the depth of his heart. And sometimes it was judged, yes, we'll give it to him. But lav davka, that bracha comes down in this world, the tefillah is always effective. She'ain tefillah, there's no such thing as the tefillah chizeres reikah. But lav davka, it's able, for whatever reason, lav davka, it's able to come down in this world. So you go to a Rebbe, a tzaddik, the Rebbe could either give a bracha, or could daven for you. The difference is, a bracha is pshat. The shefa, the resource is already apportioned. It has your name on it, but it lav dafka is addressed down here in Olam HaSiyah. L'mashal Chazal say a person judged on Rosh Hashanah, and elsewhere Chazal say that Adam needed the Cholyoy. So one of the ways to answer this theory is on Rosh Hashanah, you're judged how much shefa you'll be given in this world. Whether that remains in the Olam HaRuchni or descends in the Olam HaGashmi, on that is Adam needed the Cholyoy. So a person sees that Tamal, he deserves something, he's davened for it, he's earned it. But for whatever reason, he doesn't deserve to have it brought down in this world. So he goes to a tzaddik. And the tzaddik is the one who has the key to open up the faucet, to open up the pipeline, which is the pakak, there's something not working, not flowing. He's able that flow of Shefa should be able to come down in this world. The Maila of a Bracha is that it comes from a Tzaddik, Mimaila Lamat, who's dear, higher than the reservoir, higher the place that the brachas got fashtek, are there. And he's able immediately, b'derechum eila, without great yigia, to able to open up the faucet, down comes the shef. And therefore, brachas, as the sentence form of the Torah, on the pasuk of Ayigmul Shkedin, ba'aron, the bracha is able to come immediately, as immediate effect, as the Alter Rebbe says. And really, you go to the tzaddik, the bracha is irrelevant whether the mizborech is deserving or not. The tzaddik opened up the pipeline, it comes down. Masha'en came tefillah. Tefillah doesn't have the power to just automatically, without yigiyas ha-nefesh, fakir, tefillah is a ganza avoida. Because tefillah is not just opening up, tefillah da'avoida is mimata l'mayla. From below, the person davening is down here in this world. And he's beseeching, pleading with heaven, that which he needs should be granted. So there's a maila in bracha as to the immediacy of how to bring the bracha down. Aber the maila in the chesaron in a bracha is, the tzaddik could be only poil the bracha, which is Miloshen Brecha, or Miloshen Vayavorech Esagamolin, or in Loshen Kodesh, in Mishnah, Mavrech Esagefen, to bring down, only if the Shefa, if the Bracha is already there, and there's just a traffic jam, because of the Mekatregen, whatever, and then he gets rid of it and opens up the pipes. But what if the person is not deserving of it, if it hasn't been ordained? And Rachman al-Aslan, the Refuah, the Yeshua, the Bracha, the Bona Chayim Zoyna, is not there, ready in his name in heaven, then a bracha doesn't help. For that, you need a tefillah. By tefillah, we have very often the expression, yihi rotzin. Tefillah affects a new rotzin by the Eibishter, which wasn't there. So the maila is that, when we get to the gavra, there's a maila in the bracha. A man who's there in heaven, he opens up the pipeline. Then he gave what was matuduv. There's a big maila in tefillah, that tefillah reaches a place far, far higher, the Ratzon Hashem, which is already lemaila from the place where the bracha is stored. Now, all this is true generally when you're talking about a basar vadam, a person who's limited. Masha'en kein, if the bracha is a bracha from the Eibishter, then the Eibishter could have a bracha, the mailas of a bracha, the immediacy, the effortlessness, worthy or not worthy, Kosovar who has been a Yisrael, Tiazoi, as the put it. Plus the idea of tefillah to create something new that wasn't in existence before. Where do we have a dogma of the combination of the Milus of a Bracha and the Milus of a tefillah? Two examples immediately come to mind. One is Birchas Kehanim, where Birchas Kehanim it says, V'ani Avorchim. I'm not going to be involved now in the time, it's unfortunate, the Gemara in Chul and Daf and Tes, who is the Ani Avorchim, etc., etc. But Pashtus, the Kehanim, where the Ani Avorchim goes on the Bracha to Klal Yisrael, or it goes on the Bracha to Kehanim, whatever. But the Kehanim are Shluchim of the Eibishter and Shluchish Adon Kim Moisei. They bring the Eibishter's Bracha, which is the Maila from Adid of Hagbalah, without any limitations on Rasul Chodesh, and it's down here into the physical world, Eilam Asiya, which is the Maila of a Bracha. Therefore, Yivarech Hashem, and still Vishmarechem and a Mazikin, because you're dealing with a place where there's still danger, you're dealing with Eilam Hazagash. That's a Maila in this. And it's also a maila in Torah. Torah HaKdosha has the power to shine over the world, like hell, good reality in Olam HaMetzius. So much so, the Zohar famously says that there was a time where the Olam needed matar, and there was a drought, and it's a winter of Shimba Yachoy, and he said that the drush on the pasuk, Hini Matovim Anoyim Shem Zachim, and also Mitra and it started raining, because Torah is poil in velt. Torah changes Metzius Olam. Hence, I begin to understand Ma'at Mizeir, why Dafka Klal Yisrael and their genius and the Ruach HaKodesh made that, what bracha do we make? Do what psukim of Torah Shemitzav do we say to appreciate the koyach of Torah? Dafka the bracha of Birchas Kehanim, which have, just like Torah, the maila both of bracha and the maila of tefillah. Now I'm just finished my time. If I had the koyach or whatever, then this helped me understand poshut halacha, basic geder of birchas kahanim, which I don't have the time actually to elaborate. I'll give you marimokim. If you look in all the haintikas svorim, love this alatayra. Look at Kavetz Al Sashorin. Look in Bar Kodesh from Rebbe Rabbeinu Pervarsky. All the svorim and the whole arichas neflo. Rav Soloveitchik speaks about this at great length in Shir HaRav, in Tfila, in Shir Mosech Rabba Mori. It's all svorim. There are MS two in Yonim in Birchas Kehanim. There's Birchas Kehanim altogether from Abrocha. Abroch, Yivarech, Koysavarch was B'nai Yisrael. And there's the Geder from Birchas Kehanim as a chelik from the Avoida of a Koyin. And one is the pasuk in this week's parsha, and parsha Nosi, and one is the parsha Shmini. The Aaron, when he finished the Avoida, then he lifted up his hands to bless Kal Yisrael. Two Gedorim. To actually gnoy to understand whether it's two separate Gedorim, whether it's one Geder, is a Gevaldiga Machloikis. And there's numerous Nafkaminas La Locha. For example, Minig HaOilam is that a father to a son, a chosin, a chuposo, it's a rebbe with a talmud. The minig ha'olam is to give a bracha, birchas kehanim, even withholding up both hands. And there are those who ma'ar, because he's not a kohen, he's a zor who's doing a void of kehanim. How is he allowed to do so? So it's explained that the chazin ish, look it up yourselves in the chazal hashoran. If you're doing it, the isra of zor is dafka mitzad. And Birchas Kehanim is a chilek from the Avoid. And a non-Koyin is usurping his Azorsh of an Avoid. Therefore, for example, when does a Koyin have to go to the begin to be Oiker Raglov to Duchen, Tafkin Ritzei, which is Avoid? Therefore, Birchas Kehanim is Tafka Bitzibur, Bishas after Ritzei, after the Avoid in Avoid. Masha'enkin, if it's done, Beteiras Brocho, not Beteiras Avoid, there's no gather of Zor. Of Zoros, and a person Kibadabr Ishal Reyu could give Birchas Kehanim. It's a whole schmooze in itself. It's mamish like Ribu Nafkaminas La Locha. There's a whole Shaila. How could it be? Shita Sarambam is Tfilub is Manazer is Minatoir. Or Bishita Saramban and Ribu Shainim is Tfilub is Manazer is only Midrabonon. And you say, the Yushalmi says, that Birchas Kehanim is inextricably linked and tied up to Tefillah. If the whole Tefillah is Midivrei Sofrim, how could Birchas Kehanim, Bizman Hazeh, in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, how could it be Dairais? And this, the Mishkan is Yankiv, and his brother, the Karen Oira. The Mishkan is Yankiv, is a Charaya L'Shitas HaRambam. The Karen Oira asks, he brings his brother, the Mishkan is Yankiv, and he asks, but even L'Shitas HaRambam, Tefillah B'Tzibur is only Midrabon. And Midrais, you could daven whatever you want one time a day, you could daven by night. And there's no Birchas Kehanim by night. The famous vort from Chaim Brisker, I remember it's a Sofer, that Einach Nam the Chiyuv on the Gavre to Davin is according to Rabban Midrabonon. Or but the Heft of Tfil, although my Chiyuv, my Tzivur is Rabbonon, the Heft of Tfil and Chuli Alm is the Reis. Bechal, there's a Gvaldir from Sofer, everyone Muchitzah. Why is it that Bizman Azeh, contrary to Gemara Shaf, if there's a mitzvah, I say, Bechal Yoim, for Kehanim to Duchen, why is it that Begolus, right? At least amongst Ashkenazim, we only Duchen on Yontem. And many, many answers are given, and all of these answers are unsatisfactory. And there were Taka Gedolim, where there was the Gra, the Balatanya, who wanted to institute Duchening every day, and Min HaShemayim, it was not allowed. Chaim Volozhiner, many of them. Ber says the interesting answer in Chasam Sofer, that since Nesias Kapayim, Duchening, is inextricably linked to Tefillah, and therefore, since Bizman HaGolus, where we're living a bitter existence for Torah and Michival Kalkol, and the Tefillah throughout the year of most people is a Chpigul, improper, therefore the Rabbi Sein who instituted not to Duchen, because Duchening is linked only to Kasher Tefillah. Metumul Tzachan this, and Mishnah Brura and many others disagree with this. The challenge was been Shlema, from Shlema Akoyan, the Matzah Vilna. Very similar to the Karen Oira against his brother, the Mishnah. But the Vort is, I'm not going involved in the details whether there's two separate din and two, there's one din, whatever. Actually, that's another lumdus for another time. But the Vort is, whether it's midaraisa derabbanon, birchus kehanim, duchening has is connected both to the inyan of avoida, which bisman hazeh is through tefillah, and also the inyan of brach. And in other words, according to what we claim, the pnimius and yonim, because there is in birchus kehanim both in yonim. When a person learns Torah, and Torah is a form of bringing down, it's very similar to Birchus Kehanim. You bring down immediate brachas down here in this world, and you're able to shaf a new rosh. And therefore, the Eibishter's Menachem, a person, and Chagashvuis, and you're now on your way down from Har Sinai, and you say, the Ana Anibo. You have the koyach of Torah, which you take down from Matan Torah, and that's mamshich all the brachas for all that we need. Begashmi is in ruchni, it bona chayim is in ruchni.